From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Somewhere under the ruin of the World Trade Center lies what's left of an Alexander Calder steel sculpture. It was created 30 years ago for the Trade Center Plaza, and Alexander S.C. Roer, Mr. Calder's grandson, is trying to put it back together again. Mr. Roer has been passing out flyers describing the sculpture.
Imagine three boomerangs which are curved through their middles and have one intersecting piece. So it's like kind of a propeller, a type of propeller, a kind of abstract propeller, but a large one, 25 feet tall or so, and painted bright Calder red, a warm red. And in fact, it was commissioned for the World Trade Center. It was installed in 1970. Originally, below the customs house on the sidewalk where everyone could walk by it. And then, of course, with all the graffiti and everything, they moved it when they built number 7 World Trade Center on the upper plaza, which went over the roadway of Vesey Street.
And there you couldn't get very close to it?
Oh, no, you could. You could walk right up to it. As you entered number 7, you could even touch it. You walked right by it. All the people who worked in number 7 walked by it every morning.
You mentioned Calder red. What's a way to describe that? Is it tomato red? Is it a bright red, a yellowish red? What kind?
Yes, it's got a touch of yellow in it. It's a warm red. It's a very warm and friendly red.
And if you're looking through the wreckage, you could spot that once you have some idea of what that color is?
Well, in fact, the sculpture has no red on it anymore, or very little red on it. What was red is now burned. The paint layer is burned, but fortunately the steel parts we've recovered have not been melted. They're not burned. So you can still see kind of the form in parts of the sculpture.
Well, in all that wreckage, how do you know it is part of the sculpture?
The most identifiable features of the parts right now are the fact that it's made of steel plate that's about a half an inch thick. It's actually metric because it was made in France, but it's very close to a half an inch. And there is no other sheet steel or sheet metal used in the construction of those buildings that's that dimension. So to the guys who are operating the recovery equipment, it's kind of strange material, this thick but yet thinner than the I-beam sheet steel. And then, of course, in addition, there are bolt holes, which make a very specific type of zigzag pattern. So almost every edge of the sculpture has these holes in it that makes it very, very quickly identifiable.
How much of the sculpture have you managed to recover?
Well, as of this morning, we just found another small piece this morning. I would say we're very close to 50%, which is very exciting and very hopeful. I wouldn't have guessed that a few weeks ago, and I think we're on a very steady climb to finding more and more of it.
Would you sometime in the future attempt to restore it completely or to simply put it back together to the extent that you have parts?
Well, the parts that we have now, of course, are in very, very poor condition. Our goal is to, of course, restore the work, if possible, which would be, as I was thinking when I made this flyer, it could be a phoenix rising from the ashes. And I think once we have 80-85% of the work together, we can then talk about a strategy as to how to restore it.
Put it together and make some new parts and paint it up and make it look nice?
Well, hopefully as few new parts as possible. We do have Calder's original model and access to an intermediate size model, which is about 6 feet high. And we do, of course, have his original engineering drawings. So we have a huge amount of information about the work, along with great photographs of it, in situ.
Mr. Roer, thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Alexander S.C. Roer, speaking with us from New York about his grandfather's sculpture titled Bent Propeller. You can see what it looks like on our website at npr.org.